Alleluia.
The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. John. Jesus saw Nathanael coming toward him and said of him, "Here is a true child of Israel. There's no duplicity in him." Nathanael said to him, "How do you know me?" Jesus answered and said, "Before Philip called you, I saw you under the fig tree." Nathanael answered him, "Rabbi, you are the Son of God. You are the King of Israel." Jesus answered and said, "Do you believe because I told you I saw you under the fig tree? You will see greater things than this." And he said to him, "Amen, amen, I say to you, you will see heaven opened and the angels of God ascending and descending upon the Son of Man." The Gospel of the Lord. Jesus talks about the greater things being beholding heaven opened and the angels of God ascending and descending upon the Son of Man. This is the fulfillment of what happened when Jacob wrestled with the angels in Penuel, and the angels of God were ascending and descending upon that ladder that was the indication of the path to heaven. Jesus has those angels ascend and descend upon him perpetually. And as we prayed in the opening prayer of this Mass, we ask that those same angels who defend us in life and who are perpetually praising God before his throne will help us not only by their helping us to ascend to praise the Lord, but by their perpetual descent, so that they might assist us in life better to serve the Lord. Today we celebrate the feast of the three great archangels: Gabriel, who brought the word of God to Zechariah and to Mary; Raphael, who accompanied Raguel or Tobias on his journey towards Sarah, healed his cataracts, blessed Sarah so that she would no longer bring her husband's, or be the means by which her husband's would die. And then Michael, who defends God's people, as we see in today's first reading. When we're baptized, we receive a threefold munera. We are incorporated into Christ in his threefold task as a prophet, a priest, and a king. And each of these archangels helps us in one of those munera. Archangel Gabriel helps us in our prophetic dimension of the Christian life, not only to hear God's word, but to share it. Raphael helps us, particularly through the medicine of the sacraments, by which we are perpetually healed, and accompanies us throughout life, so that we might not only avoid the poisons of the world, but might be the nurses of the divine physician, bringing God's holy medicine and healing to others. Michael, he was like God, helps us throughout life to live this munus regendi by helping us to avoid the wiles of the evil one, who wants us to serve him and lay down before him rather than to serve God and serve others. They accompany us through every day, and particularly in the Mass. Prior to Mass, we pray the Angelus, which we focus on the role of the Archangel Gabriel in bringing Mary the Word and helping the Word become flesh. We finish Mass by invoking St. Michael to defend us in the battle of daily life. And in the Mass, we receive, through the intercession of Raphael, what St. Ignatius of Antioch called the medicine of immortality, Christ himself in the Holy Eucharist. So important for us to grow in our cooperation with the holy archangels. They first praise God. In the gospel verse today from Psalm 103, we sang, "Bless the Lord, all you whose angels, you ministers who do his will." Psalm 148, we recite, "All you angels, praise the Lord." And that's their first duty. They're surrounding God's throne, praising him. And in their principal service to us, they want to help us learn how to praise God together with them. The responsorial psalm today, we sang, "In the sight of the angels, I will sing your praises, Lord." Under the angels' watchful gaze, we learn how to adore the Lord and praise him as he ought. So often as human beings, we focus on thanking the Lord for his blessings, or asking for forgiveness, or interceding for others, or petitioning him for what we need. But the highest and most important form of prayer is praise. It's the one that often comes slowest and most difficultly to us. But the angels precisely help us to learn how to adore and praise the Lord. Psalm 138 continues, "I'll give you thanks, O Lord, with all my heart, for you have heard the words of my mouth. In the presence of the angels I'll sing your praises. I'll worship at your holy temple." But they are also always descending upon us to help us in our Christian vocation. As Gregory the Great told us this morning, the word angel means, it designates an office, it means a messenger. It's an emissary of God, someone sent to help us, either to know what God is saying, or that God is present accompanying us, or God with his strong arm is protecting us. And they seek to make us these similar trifold messengers, to go out and proclaim the gospel to every creature, to accompany others with great proximity and affection, and as salt, to protect others from harm. It's very important for us, though, on this feast of the guardian angels, not just to go through one more on this feast of the archangels, not to go through one more time, September 29th, but to really open ourselves up to growing so that our devotion to them and our cooperation with them will reach the depths for which they're praying. In the Angelus, it's easy for us to focus mainly on the verbum caro factum est, who is the real focus of all of our life. It's likewise very easy for us to ponder the Ancilla Domini, the handmaid of the Lord. At least for me, I focus less on the Angelus Domini, on the Archangel Gabriel, who's continuously doing his work. But as we say in that beautiful prayer to conclude the Angelus, we wouldn't know the incarnation except by the message of the angel. And his real prayer for us is for us to receive that outpouring of grace. Pour out, pour forth, we beseech you, O Lord, thy grace to our hearts. And he is one who helps us to glimpse the Virgin Mary as the one in whom the fullness of grace had been outpoured, to show us how to open ourselves and to cooperate with that gift. With the Archangel Raphael over the course of the day, how much do we recognize we need that angelic accompaniment each step along the way so that we arrive at the destination to which God wants us to go? How much we need the help to be cured of whatever blinds us, as he had cured Tobias. How much we need his help to cure us so that we might be able to espouse ourselves to the bridegroom, and become ever more a bride, no longer subject to death, but one who is able to receive the full eternal life of the spouse. It's the role of Raphael in the middle of the world, and he wants his influence in our life to grow, even though we often don't recognize him along the journey, just as Raguel didn't. St. Michael, this beautiful prayer that Pope Leo XIII instituted in 1886, knowing exactly how the devil assailed the church, that the church continued to pray up until 1964 when it stopped. Over the last 56 years, we've seen consequences of this failure to recognize through that prayer a few essential realities. That there are angels who are there to help us, but there are also fallen ones. The devil will prowl about the world seeking to devour us and spit us out, and that we need help. So often we're far more attentive to Al-Qaeda and to Antifa, to the various evils we can see and name, than we are to these diabolical assassins. But they're real. This prayer to St. Michael the Archangel helps us precisely to recognize that they're about prowling like roaring lions, seeking to chew us up, but that we're not alone, and that God has sent his protective archangel to defend us against those wiles. And how does he do so? He doesn't do so uniquely by his own power. We see it in the book of Revelation. After mentioning the accuser who constantly accuses us before God, just like yesterday in the passage from Job, we saw how he accused Job before God. St. John tells us that they conquered him by the blood of the Lamb, the word of their testimony, and death. St. Michael's constantly leading us to the blood of the Lamb. He's leading us to Calvary. He's leading us to the sacraments, the baptism and the Holy Eucharist, so that we might defeat the devil, totally reject him, all his empty promises, all his evil works, and together become united with the stronger man who has defeated the strong one and divided his spoils. St. Michael's always leading us to the Word. First, the Word of God. We see how Jesus defended himself against the devil in the desert by defending himself against the way the devil attempts to manipulate revelation through half-truths in order to catch us. The Word of God is our defense, and Michael helps us to get behind that powerful shield. But it's also the word of their testimony. It's the word of the announcers, and it's the body language of the martyrs. St. Michael leads us to take confidence in the power of the Word of God acting in human beings. Finally, St. John tells us love for life did not deter them from death. The devil's great trick is to get us to try to lose our life eternally by saving it in this world. And St. Michael is trying to lead us in the opposite direction, to recognize and live by Jesus' words, that those who lose their life will save it. And unless we go the way of the grain of wheat and fall to the ground and die, we will have no life. But if we die, we will become truly fruitful. St. Michael leads us to these three means: Christ in the sacraments, Christ in his word, and Christ in his moral life, in which we give our life as a ransom for others. And the greatest school in which these archangels work in our life is here at Mass. It's here that the work of Gabriel continues, as the Word of God is proclaimed to us, just like he did it to Mary in Nazareth, hoping that we will align our whole life secundum verbum suum. It's here that we receive the medicine of God, so brought to us by Raphael, which cures us from the inside. It's here we receive the defense, the protection of Saint Michael, as God blesses us and sends us forth to proclaim the gospel. Today, on this feast of the archangels, Michael, Raphael, and Gabriel, they are ascending and descending upon the Son of Man made flesh on the holy altar. And they are ascending and descending upon all of us who enter into Holy Communion with him, so that through this Mass we might be able to go out and continue their mission of ascending toward God in prayer and descending in humble service of God through the humble service of others. Praise be Jesus Christ.